So that's the life of an Iraqi who was forced to flee. Now let's listen to the life of an Iraqi who has stayed. Dr. Hassan Khalidi is sharing an audio diary with us this week. Because of the dangerous situation in Baghdad, he spends a lot of time indoors, where his pastime is chatting online. He says he meets people from around the world and now has a cyber pal from the home state of President Bush.
I have a friend from USA, from Texas. His name is Ken Grant, and he loves George W. Bush so much. He regards him as the best leader for America, and he will never permit for me to talk badly about George W. Bush. And always, Ken Grant told me that the decision of war against Iraq was true, and we liberate you from Saddam Hussein regime. Always, I am with indifference opinion with him, because Ken Grant don't live in Iraq, so he don't know the exact situation here in Baghdad. Always when I told him there is no electricity, no water, pure water, no sanitations, even the most important thing, no security in Baghdad, he told me always this is caused by Al-Qaeda and the terrorists and the Islamic radicals in Iraq. I told him I am with you, that's true, right. Al-Qaeda and the Islamic radicals is the main reason for Iraqi destruction and the bad situation in Iraq. But can I ask you, what the American government do for us? George W. Bush promises us to make a democracy in Iraq and a free, strong government, stable country, and the Iraq will be the best pattern for all the countries in the Middle East. But so sorry, nothing of the promises of George W. Bush is achieved in Iraq. So sorry again, because Ken Grant doesn't have an answer for me.
Dr. Hassan Khalidi is a dentist in Baghdad. We're hearing from his audio diary all this week on Morning Edition.